The following is a lecture on the disappearance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 14th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
When a boy is in love with a girl, they have so many times when they meet together and they express their love for each other.
Те имат много мигове, в които те се срещат и изразяват своята любов един към друг.
But if by circumstance they are separated.
Но ако поради някакви обстоятелства те са разделени един от друг.
And they write love letters.
Тогава те си пишат любовни писма.
The loving feelings they express when they are separated from each other.
И тези любовни чувства, които изразяват в раздяла един от друг.
Are much, much more intense than the loving expressions when they are together.
Са много, много по-силни от любовните изрази, които те си обменят, когато те са заедно.
So the point is that separation increases the love.
Така че важният момент тук е, че разделата засилва любовта.
By being separated from that person you love, your feelings of love become increased many, many times.
Когато си разделен от личността, която обичаш, твоето чувство на любов се засилва многократно.
So even though it is painful to be separated from the great Vaishnavas.
Тъй като въпреки че е болезнено да сме отделени от великите ачари,
it is a special blessing also to feel that pain of separation.
Това е една особена специална благословия също така. Да усещаме болката на тази раздяла.
If you know the story of Narottam Das Thakur,
ако знаете историята за Narottam Das Thakur,
his Krishna Bhakti awakened and he went to Vrindavan to get the association of the great Vaishnavas.
Неговата Кришна Бхакти се събудила и той се опътил към Вриндавана, за да получи общуването на великите Вайшнави.
But every time he went to meet a great Vaishnava, that Vaishnava had just departed.
Но всеки път, когато той отивал да види някой велик вайшнава, този вайшнава току-що бил напуснал този свят.
So he was frustrated again and again and again because all the great Vaishnavas were departing the planet at that time.
Той бил отново и отново разочарован от това, че всички велики вайшнави напускали планетата по това време.
So the emotional anguish he was going through was just inconceivable.
Така че емоционалната
It was just it was indescribable how much emotional pain he was going through.
Така че неописуемо е каква голяма емоционална болка той преживявал и изпитвал.
So he expressed his emotion in this song.
И той изразил своите емоции в тази песен.
He was feeling so devastated to be separated from all these great personalities.
Той се чувствал разбит от това, че е бил в раздяла, бил отделен от тези велики личности.
Did he simply prayed, I will smash my head against a rock.
И той просто се молил, ще разбия главата си в камъните.
And I will jump into a fire to end my life.
И ще скоча в някой огън, за да приключа с живота си.
This was the intense mood of separation he was feeling.
Такова било силното настроение на раздяла, интензивното настроение на раздяла, което той изпитвал.
So we might ask, what does this have to do with us?
Можем да си зададем въпроса, какво общо има това с нас?
Are we supposed to jump into a fire?
Очаквали се да скачаме в огъня?
No.
Не.
But Prabhupada said that when the spiritual master departs from this world,
Но Прабхупада казва, когато духовният учител напуска този свят,
it is the duty of the disciples to cry.
Дълг на ученика е да плаче.
Actually, we didn't need to be told that because when Prabhupada left this planet, we were crying like anything. Защо? All over the world, devotees were crying like anything.
Всъщност на нас нямаше нужда това да ни бъде казвано, тъй като когато Прабхупада напускаше този свят, преданите по целия свят плачеха много силно.
It was the most painful thing, actually, when Prabhupada left us.
Това беше всъщност най-болезненото нещо, когато Прабхупада ни напусна.
Every devotee can remember exactly what they were doing when they heard the horrible news.
Всеки преден отдаден си спомня точно какво са правили, когато е чул точно какво е правил, когато е чул ужасната новина.
Prabhupada had been sick for many months and we had 24-hour kirtans begging Krishna to save Prabhupada's life.
Prabhupada беше болен в течение на много месеци, няколко месеца и ние правихме 24-часов киртан, молейки Кришна да спаси Прабхупада.
All over the world we were begging Krishna, please protect, please, if you so desire, please save Srila Prabhupada. We were begging Krishna.
По целия свят ние се молихме на Кришна, просихме от Кришна, моля те, ако желаеш това,
because we knew he was in danger of leaving the body. But then it came, the news came. I remember I was cooking, we had Gornitai deities. I was cooking the noon offering for Shishi Gornitai.
Аз си спомням, че имахме тогава Горнитай Мурти и аз готвих обяда за Горнитай.
And one devotee came to the kitchen and told me that Prabhupada just left.
Един предан отдаден дойде в кухнята и ми каза, Прабхупада току-що е напуснал.
So immediately we went to the temple room and we sang this song, Jayanilo Prema Dhanan. We've just sung now.
Ние веднага отидохме в храма и изпяхме тази песен, Jayanilo Prema Dhanan, която току-що изпяхме.
This is the greatest pain for the disciple when the spiritual master leaves the world.
Това е най-силната болка за ученика, когато неговият учител напуска, когато духовният учител напуска този свят.
But by feeling that great pain of his separation,
но изпитвайки тази голяма болка на разделата,
the disciple becomes connected with the spiritual master.
Ученикът се свързва с духовния учител.
It is that feeling of separation which makes the strong bond of love with the spiritual master.
Точно това чувство на раздяла прави това обвързване на любовта с обвързване посредством любов с духовния учител.
And in that mood of intense loving feeling.
И в това настроение на интензивно силно усещане на любов.
One is always in the divine presence of one's spiritual master.
Човек винаги се намира в божественото присъствие на своя духовен учител.
So actually, there is nothing to lament.
Така че всъщност няма за какво да скърбиме.
In the departure of the great Vaishnava.
При напускането на велик Вайшнава.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very nicely prayed.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur има една много хубава молитва.
He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die.
Той казва, този който казва, че Вайшнава е умрял, неговата мотивировка е слаба.
When thou art living still in sound, and living, try to spread the holy name around. So the great Vaishnavas, they never die actually. They are eternally spreading the glories of Hari Nam.
Те вечно разпространяват славата на Харинам.
Шрила Прабхупада told us that there is no difference between appearance and disappearance.
Шрила Прабхупада ни учеше, че няма разлика между появяване и напускане.
So how is that possible?
Как е възможно това?
Just like here we have the kitchen.
Както тук имаме кухня.
If somebody walks from the kitchen here into the temple room.
Ако някой премине от кухнята в храмовата стая,
they have simultaneously disappeared and appeared.
Той едновременно напуска и се появява.
They have disappeared from the kitchen and they have appeared in the temple room.
Той напуска кухнята и се появява в храмовата стая.
And if somebody is in the temple room and they walk into the kitchen,
ако някой е в храмовата стая и влезе в кухнята,
they have disappeared from the temple room and they have appeared in the kitchen.
Такива личности или такава личност е напуснала храма и храмовата стая и е влезла в кухнята.
So walking through the door is simultaneously an act of appearance and an act of disappearance.
Преминаването през тази врата е едновременно акт на напускане и появяване.
So when the great acharyas depart, they are actually appearing also at the same time somewhere else.
Така че когато великите ачарии напускат, те в същото време се появяват някъде другаде.
So there is no difference between appearance and disappearance.
Така че в този смисъл няма разлика между напускане и появяване.
For one who can see the from the broad picture.
За този който може да види, това е една обща картина.
Of course, from our perspective here in this material world, it's a great pain when we see a great soul leave from this world.
Разбира се, от нашата перспектива това е свързано с огромна болка, когато велика личност напуска този свят.
That is because we are still locked into our material vision.
Това е така, защото ние все още сме привързани, заключени са към нашата материална визия, поглед върху нещата.
But the eternal pastimes of the great acharyas are still going on.
Но вечните забавления на такива велики ачари все още продължават.
And if we connect with those pastimes, remembering them,
И ако ние сме свързани с тези забавления, ние ги помниме.
Then we can always live in the association of those great personalities.
И ги помниме, тогава ние ще можем винаги да живеем в общуване с тези велики личности.
Therefore, it is very, very beneficial to remember the pastimes of these great personalities like Srila Prabhupada.
Затова е много, много благоприятно винаги да помним забавленията на такива велики личности като Шрила Прабхупада.
It is called Prabhupada Lila Smaranam.
Казва се Прабхупада Лила Смаранам.
Of course, every single devotee who was on this planet when Prabhupada was here.
Разбира се, всеки един предан отделен, който е бил на тази планета, когато Прабхупада е бил тук.
Who were participating in this movement when Srila Prabhupada was here,
и които са участвали в това движение, когато Прабхупада беше тук,
they all have their personal experience of Srila Prabhupada.
Всички те имат своите лични, лични преживявания с Шрила Прабхупада.
And those memories of Srila Prabhupada, they are the greatest treasure of those devotees.
И спомените за Шрила Прабхупада са най-великото или най-голямото съкровище за такива предани отдалени.
Some devotees spent years in Prabhupada's personal association. Some devotees just had one moment in Prabhupada's personal association. But everyone treasures those moments, whether there are many of them or just a few of them, it doesn't matter.
Но всеки един от тях високо цени тези моменти, без значение кога те са случили и колко са правили.
Because even if one had only one moment's association with Srila Prabhupada,
тъй като дори един момент, един миг общуване с Шрила Прабхупада,
that one moment can give one all perfection.
Този миг може да даде на човека цялото съвършенство.
In other words, quantity is not so important as quality.
Или с други думи, количеството не е толкова важно, колкото качеството.
As it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
както се казва в Chaitanya Charitamrita,
sadhu sanga sarva shastri kai sadhu sanga lava matra sarva siddhi hoi. Even by one moment's association with the great sadhu, it is declared in all the scriptures.
Това е твърдението на всички писания.
That by that one moment's association, one can achieve all perfection. So even if a disciple had only his one moment to be with Prabhupada, that one moment can empower him for all of eternity. Just like our God brother, Aindra Prabhu.
Точно както нашия духовен брат Аиндра Прабу,
who is now famous for the 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan.
Който в момента е известен с 24-часовия киртан в Вриндаван.
He had virtually no association with Prabhupada.
Той лично не е общувал с Прабхупада.
Except for one moment.
С изключение на един миг.
He was leading a kirtan.
Той водил киртан.
And Prabhupada said, "Jai."
И Прабхупада казал, "Jai."
So that one jai he got from Prabhupada for his kirtan, you see. Simply that one jai, you see, it has empowered him for all of eternity. That one jai has given him so much shakti now that he is enlivening devotees all over the world just from that one jai.
Това е единствено джай, което Прабхупада казал, толкова силно го упълномощило, че той сега ентусиазира преданите по целия свят.
So this is the great power of the pure devotee. You see, just by one word, he can eternally empower that disciple.
Това е огромната сила на великия предан отдаден. Само с една дума той може да обърне своя ученик.
So I had my few moments with Prabhupada.
Аз също имах своите няколко мига с Прабхупада.
And they are the greatest treasure for me.
И те за мен са най-голямото съкровище.
And I have many, many letters also from Prabhupada.
И също така имам много, много писма от Прабхупада.
And they are a very, very great treasure for me.
И те също са много, много ценно съкровище за мен.
Actually, shortly after I joined ISKCON, they said no devotees should write letters except for the temple presidents in the GBC.
Всъщност, недълго след като се присъединих към ISKCON, казаха, че никой не трябва да го пише писма с изключение на храмовите президенти и GBC.
But just before that order was given, I had been encouraged to write Prabhupada a letter by my authority.
приведено, аз бях окуражен от моят авторитет да напиша писмо на Прабхупада.
Because I had a question, I didn't know the answer for, nor did my authority know the answer. So he said, why don't you write Prabhupada?
Тъй като аз имах някакъв въпрос, на който нито аз, нито моят авторитет знаеше отговора, той ми каза, защо не пишеш писмо до Прабхупада?
So I did start writing Prabhupada, and he actually encouraged me that I could write him whenever I had an urgent need to write him.
Тогава аз написах писмо до Прабхупада и всъщност той ме подтикна винаги, когато имам необходимост от това да му пиша.
So even though there was an official policy in ISKCON, no one should write letters to Prabhupada unless they're a big leader.
Тъй като това беше официалната политика в ИСКОН, че никой с изключение на големите лидери не може да пише писма на
Прабхупада. Prabhupada had personally authorized me that if I had an urgent need, I could write him.
Прабхупада лично ме беше авторизирал, ако аз имам нужда от това, да му пиша.
And when I was a young devotee, I actually did sometimes feel an urgent need, so I did write Prabhupada.
И всъщност като млад преданодаен, аз наистина някой изпитвах такава необходимост и му пишех на Прабхупада.
And then finally, after several years, I became more mature in Krishna consciousness, and I didn't feel the urgent need, so I didn't write him anymore.
В крайна сметка, след няколко години, аз, когато бях вече малко по-опитен в Кришна съзнание, изпитвах тази необходимост и спрях да му пиша.
But he gave me many, many important instructions, which just always echo in my heart.
Но той ми даде много, много важни инструкции, които са винаги в сърцето ми.
One very nice order I got from Prabhupada was in the very beginning.
Една много хубава поръка, която получих от Прабхупада, беше в самото начало.
I was initiated by letter, not by Prabhupada's performing the yagya. By a letter he initiated me.
Аз получих посвещение в писмо, а не на ягия, по време на ягия.
It was I never forget the date. It was August 12th, 1971.
Това беше на 12 август 71 година.
His divine grace was in Britain.
Негова божествена милост беше във Великобритания.
So normally, you know, when there's a yagya, the guru will hand the beads and give the name.
Обичайно при нас е гуру да има ягия и гуру да даде кръвницата и да каже името.
But by letter it was slightly different.
Но това нещо с писма беше малко по-различно.
Before the yagya I got my name.
Преди ягията аз получих своето име.
Because it was in the letter.
Тъй като беше в писмото.
There was three of us. And Prabhupada wrote me, he says, my dear sons, your spiritual names are as follows. And then he gave the names. Chris Pinkert was Palastya Das. Palastya
Das.
And then the other boy, Ron, he got the name Parashara Das. Then I was known as Stephen Bridge. I got the name Sankarshan Das.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said another name for Vishnu. So, normally you know, you collect some dakshina at the yagya and then you give it to the spiritual master. But the spiritual master was not there at the yagya. So now I saw a very nice opportunity. I get to write Prabhupada a letter. Along with my dakshina. So I collected three checks. Yeah. And so Prabhupada wrote me back. He gave the exact amount of each check. You're just like an accountant, you know. Every penny accurately recorded. He gave me, I have received your three checks as with the following amounts. He gave the exact amounts, the dollars and the cents, everything.
Това, което аз направих, е, че му изпратих три чека, на което Прабхупада ми написано писмо, в което като счетоводител много внимателно ми пишеше, получих твоите три чека на такава стойност, с обща стойност, еди колко си.
I also sent him a photograph along with the dakshina.
Също така му изпратих една фотография заедно с този дакшин.
It was quite a big thing actually, what had happened at my initiation yagya.
Всъщност това е нещо много забавно, което се случи на моето посещение.
It was the first time that something like this had ever happened in the history of ISKCON.
Това е първото нещо от този вид, от този род, което се беше случило в историята.
Our temple president at the time, his name was Ishan Prabhu.
Нашият храмов президент по това време беше, неговото име беше Ишан Прабху.
He is the one who originated the Balaram Madanga, which is a standard now in ISKCON.
Той е този, който всъщност е направил първи тези Баларама Мридаги, които са стандартни в ИСКОН днес.
But he joined the movement in London when the devotees were staying at John Lennon's estate.
Той се присъединил към движението в Лондон, когато бактите живееха в имението на Джон Ленън, Джон Ленън.
And he had been associating with John Lennon and the Beatles.
И той е общувал по това време с Джон Ленън и Битлсите.
So he thought, well, you know, we can easily associate with any big people. You know, we're Hare Krishnas. We can associate with any big people very easily. So Ishan Prabhu invited the mayor of Austin to come to my initiation ceremony. And amazingly enough, the mayor showed up. My father was also came. He was very impressed. He was sitting there with the mayor of Austin, you know. We were in a residential neighborhood. And we took the altar outside. We had the whole thing in the front yard of the temple. And the neighbors thought, oh, this is a disturbance, so they called the police. So when the police came, the mayor sent them on their way. So anyway, the media also came. And they, Vishnu Jan Maharaj, who had made me a devotee, the famous Vishnu Janaswami. He was performing the yagya. And he also saw the opportunity, here's the mayor, so he was preaching to the mayor. And he gave the mayor a simply wonderful. And the press caught the photograph of the mayor accepting it simply wonderful from Vishnu
Janamaharaj.
So I sent that photograph to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada very much appreciated that photograph. And the most amazing thing to me was then what Prabhupada told me. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he had connected me with the blessings of Srila
Prabhupada.
He had convinced me that I should give my life to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada's blessings had been given to, been transmitted to me through the medium of Vishnu Jana Maharaj. And then Prabhupada gave me an order. He said, please give my blessings to Vishnu Jana Maharaj. So I was saying, this is a wonderful reciprocation. Vishnu Jana Maharaj has given me Prabhupada's blessings, and now Prabhupada has ordered me to give his blessings to Vishnu Jana
Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Ми беше предал благословиите на Прабхупада, а сега Прабхупада ме молеше да предам благословиите му на Вишну Джана Махарадж.
So Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he was very, very dynamic preacher.
Вишну Джана Махарадж беше много динамичен проповедник.
His philosophy was Krishna consciousness is a festival at every minute.
Неговата философия беше, че Кришна съзнание е фестивал във всеки един миг.
24 hour a day festival going on constantly, 7 days a week.
24 часов, 7 дена седмицата фестивал.
That was his mood. When you were with Vishnu Jan Maharaj, you felt like you were at a festival. Because you were at a festival. So anyway, he had very much inspired me that, to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But that's what it means to be a devotee, you know. If you're a devotee, then you want to spread the movement, you see. That's what it means to be a devotee. So, along with my dakshina in the photograph of Vishnu Jan Maharaj, I wrote a short letter to Prabhupada. I told him I wanted to spread this movement. And that really, really pleased Prabhupada like anything. Along with thanking me for the checks, I got the most wonderful, wonderful words of appreciation from His Divine Grace. Surely I don't really deserve such words, but by His mercy, somehow or other, I became qualified. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Then he gave me an instruction. He said, continue enthusiastically as you were doing. And Krishna will surely bless you. So I decided to obey Prabhupada's order. In the 36 years since I've joined this movement, it has gone through many ups and many downs. But through thick and thin. Thick and thin. Through good and bad.
Но също така през хубави и добри моменти.
Сука дука.
Или сука дука.
Through all of these сука and the дука.
През всички тези сука и дука.
I've always held fast to that order of Srila Prabhupada.
Аз съм държал много силно тази инструкция на Шрила Прабхупада, стискал съм я.
Srila Prabhupada orders that you should meditate on the order you receive from your spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada ни беше наредил да медитираме върху инструкциите, които сме получили от духовния учител.
He said you should worship the order you receive from your spiritual master.
Казва, вие трябва да обожавате инструкциите, които сте получили от своя духовен учител.
So I did that.
Така и постъпих.
I hung under that order very, very tightly, like holding on to Prabhupada's lotus feet.
Държах се много силно, стисках тази инструкция.
I have always maintained my enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness. And I'm always feeling, just like Prabhupada said, I'm always feeling how Krishna is blessing me. That one order is sufficient for all of eternity, actually.
Една такава порука или една такава заповед е достатъчна за цялата вечност.
That one order is all I need to be enlivened for for all of eternity.
Тази единствена инструкция беше това, което ми беше необходимо, за да се чувствам ентусиазиран през цялото време, винаги.
So we have personal instructions that we receive from Prabhupada.
Така че ние имаме лични инструкции, които сме получили от Прабхупада.
And there are also so many general instructions given in lectures and in books. Those general instructions are just as potent as the personal instructions. Even if a devotee has not received a personal instruction from Srila
Prabhupada,
actually he has received personal instructions from Srila
Prabhupada.
If you want a personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada, all you have to do is open up his books. By reading his books, you are getting personal instructions from him. If you will take those orders that Prabhupada is giving you in his books as your very life and soul, then you will be eternally empowered by him to be Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness. You simply have to have complete, total faith in the words of Srila
Prabhupada.
Sometimes we see a tendency nowadays in ISKCON, people sometimes doubt the words of Srila Prabhupada. But you must not doubt the words of Srila Prabhupada.
Вие не трябва да се съмнявате в думите му.
Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarata prakashanti mahatmanah. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Sri Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed.
Само на тези личности, които имат непоколтима вяра в думите, в инструкциите на Гуру и Кришна, целият смисъл на ведическите писания се разкрива.
So we should utilize this most auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance.
Така че ние трябва да използваме този най-благоприятен ден на напускането на Шрила Прабхупада.
It's a very special day to increase the strength of our connection with His divine grace.
Като един много специален ден, в който да засилиме своята връзка с него, своята връзка с него.
These special days should never be neglected.
Тези специални, такива специални дни никога не трябва да бъдат пренебрегнати.
Actually, if they are neglected, it is aparad.
Всъщност, ако ние ги неглижираме, това е апарада.
And if they are celebrated, then there is great mercy that comes from Srila Prabhupada.
И ако те биват чествани, тогава голяма, огромна милост от Шрила Прабхупада идва.
We become empowered, enlivened, enthused, and energized by His mercy on these special days.
Ние сме упълномощени, енергизирани, просветлени от Неговата милост на тези специални дни.
So we thank you all very much for coming to celebrate Prabhupada's disappearance day.
Благодарим ви за това, че дойдохте да празнуваме денят на напускането на Шрила Прабхупада.
We had the official ceremonies at noon at the proper time, at noon time we had.
Имахме подходящата, извършихме подходящата церемония в правилното
време. We cooked a feast for many of us, went to the kitchen. I myself also went. Many of us were in the kitchen, especially Vishnu Priya Mataji headed it up.
Много от нас, аз в това число и най-вече Вишну Приематаджи бяха в кухнята и готвиха фист за Шрила
Прабхупада. We cooked a huge feast for Prabhupada. It took 3 tables to put all the preparations.
Сготвихме голям фист за Шрила Прабхупада, който взе 3 маси, докато му се
And then we had the Pushpanjali ceremony. We all offered the flowers to Prabhupada.
След което имахме церемония Пушпанджали, предложихме цветя на Прабхупада.
And then we offered the arati to him, singing Gravastakam prayers.
След което направихме аради за Прабхупада, пейки и молитвите Гурвастакам.
So, when it happens on Saturday or Sunday, then everyone should come when they are not at work, come for noon program.
Ако това се случи в събота или в неделя, тогава всички този ден или подобни дни, всички трябва да дойдат на обяд в подходящо време.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Мога да попитам сега дали има въпроси.
Шришу Панишат, въведението, в което фактически Шрила Прабхупада казва колко е важно да се приеме за авторитет духовния учител Шрила Прабхупада, Кришна. И като говоря с хората на улиците, смятам, че може би това е най-трудното, което ми се отдава. Хората не приемат за авторитет.
So he says, today I read the introduction to Shish Upanishad, where Prabhupada speaks about the importance of accepting spiritual master as authority, Krishna as authority. So while preaching to the people, he says on the street, for example, it's, you know, the difficult part is to convince them to accept us as authorities.
It is not difficult.
Не е трудно.
If you are authoritative.
Ако ти самият си авторитетен.
In English there are two words. One word is called authoritarian.
Едната дума е авторитарен.
And the other is authoritative.
А другата е авторитетен.
Authoritarian means someone who tries to lord it over someone else.
Авторитарен означава този, който се опитва да контролира другите.
He tries to push someone into doing something.
Този, който се опитва да накара другите да направят нещо.
That approach will not work.
Подобен подход няма да работи.
Just like here, there is a flower garland on the table.
Както, например, тук на масата в момента лежи гирлянда от цветя.
If I try to push this garland, you see, it is not very effective.
Ако
But if I will pull the garland, then it's very easily moved. So, instead of trying to push people, that is called being authoritarian, we should try to attract them by being authoritative. To be authoritative means that you have complete faith in the words of Srila
Prabhupada.
You are strictly following those instructions 24 hours a day. And you are tasting the sweetest nectar by doing so. So in this world, everyone is dried up. They're not tasting the nectar. If you're tasting nectar, they're going to be attracted to you. They're
going
to want to know how they can taste the nectar too. And then you can tell them. Chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Повтаряйте Hare Krishna mantra.
Read Prabhupada's books.
Четете книгите на Прабхупада.
Become a devotee. You can tell them, actually, my dear sir, you are already a
devotee.
You have simply forgotten. Our philosophy is a very simple thing. Our program is this. My dear sir, kindly know who you are. And kindly be who you are. We don't impose anything on anybody. We are simply showing them, teaching them how to be who they actually are. Know who you are and be who you are. That's our program. You're trying to be that material body. But that's not you. Therefore, you're always frustrated. You're trying to be that male Bulgarian body or that female Bulgarian body, but it's just a covering, it's not you. No wonder you're unhappy, you're trying to be something that you're not. You're the eternal spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Simply wake up and be who you are again. That's all. You're having a nightmare right now. And you're going through, you're suffering like anything in your nightmare. So I have come to you to wake you up from your nightmare. So you can be healthy, happy, peaceful, and knowledgeable once again. In this way you have to preach, in this mood. Any other question? This is the last question. Yes.
Това е последният въпрос. So he says, I've heard that Prabhupada bathed in all the holy tirthas.
That happened.
Bathed in all the holy tirthas. So
took bath.
Took bath. Okay.
He took
bath. He took bath. Yes, in all the holy.
In the holy tirthas.
All of them. So can we compare, you know, those devotees who were cooking today for Prabhupada's disappearance day, doing the same for the benefit of all those who were absent, like having some job or something?
Yes, those devotees who did the yajna in the kitchen, they're actually acting for the benefit of the whole community. That's a fact.
Това е факт. Тези, които правиха тази ягия, готвейки в кухнята, те правиха това за благото на цялата общност.
So we'd like to give special thanks to all those devotees who are working today.
Така че искаме да благодарим на тези преподавани, които работиха днес.
Who were all who I know we can list, name all the devotees who were part of it, huh?
Ние можем да ги изброим поименно тези, които бяха.
Should we leave them unnamed?
Anonymous.
And then the devotees came for the noon program also, laying aside their other activities to come and worship at noon. That was a great, because that's the proper time to worship, actually.
Имаше такива, които дойдоха за самата програма на обяд, изоставиха други ангажименти, които имат и дойдоха за тази програма, защото това е правилното подходящо време за извършване на това обожание.
Yeah, it's good, even if you're working your job, to find some excuse while I'm feeling you had a headache today, or, you know.
Дори да имаш някаква работа, да си намерил някакво извинение, днеска имам главобол или нещо подобно.
It's good to find some excuse to find a way to get here for Prabhupada's disappearance festival.
Всъщност, ако имаш работа, е хубаво да си намериш някакво добре, да можеш да си намериш някакво извинение, например, имам глобално.
Special mercy from Prabhupada.
За да дойдеш тук по време на обожанието да получиш специалната милост на Прабхупада.
So, we thank you all very much.
Така че благодарим ви много всички.
Шрила Прабхупада ки джай. Шрила Прабхупада's Transcendental Disappearance Day ки джай.